moment, where up to 50 captives would be handed over in exchange for a three-day pause in fighting. Israel's former ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, says details are still being worked out.
We are dealing with a very cynical terror organization. So even when we think we have a deal, you never know until it happens. So as of now, there is no deal. There's negotiations. We realize that we cannot bring them all together. It will have to be gradually. And I hope that we will get as many as we can in the first round.
31 critically ill premature babies could be transferred from Gaza to Egypt this morning after being evacuated from Al-Shifa Hospital. Israel says Hamas has hidden and murdered hostages there. A 35-year-old has been arrested on suspicion of murdering a woman in West Yorkshire. Police began a manhunt last night after being called to a house in Dewsbury. A woman in her 20s was found with serious injuries and later died. An inquiry has demanded transformational change to schools inspections in England, arguing Ofsted is not fit for purpose. The Beyond Ofsted reports called the watchdog toxic. Daniel Kabede is General Secretary of the National Education Union.
The desire for change comes across the political spectrum. Also, there's desire from the profession. 95% of our members think that Ofsted needs change. And of course, there's a desire for change from parents who aren't finding Ofsted's findings reliable.
Ofsted insists its inspections are constructive. The government's chief scientist during the pandemic will give evidence to the COVID inquiry today. According to Sir Patrick Vallance's diaries, Boris Johnson said the virus was nature's way of dealing with old people. Parts of Leeds have the UK's biggest number of uninsured drivers. Bristol and Salford are also hotspots, according to the Motor Insurers Bureau. And in football, Scotland have ended their Euro 2024 qualifying campaign by drawing 3-3 with Norway at Hampden. That's the latest. I'm Nick Qureshi.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks, Nick.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Today we're going to see some heavy spells of rain to start with. It's all right at the moment. Fingers crossed it stays that way and this is wrong. This leaving shower, some thundery through the morning with some brightness a little bit later on. Cloud builds back in for the afternoon with the odd light shower. 11 degrees is your high today. Tonight will be mainly cloudy. It will start dry, but some patches of light rain or drizzle are possible in spots later on. A gentle northerly breeze will be associated with this. 8 degrees is your overnight low.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or at sehbac.com for help with your home.
It's Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. Exactly 3 minutes past eight. Then on Monday, 20th of November, songs on the way from Bananarama, Fun Boy. Sorry, Big Fun. I was going to say Fun Boy 3 then. Big Fun and Billy Joel. These are all 80s songs from now through till 9 o'clock because this hour is called 80s at 8.
Mikey in the morning. 80s at 8.
away. You know I don't like watching anybody make the same mistakes I made. She's a real nice girl and she's always there for you. But a nice girl wouldn't tell you what you should do. Oh, listen, boy, I'm sure that you think you got it all under control. You don't want somebody telling you the way to stay in someone's soul. You're a big boy now and you'll never let her go. But that's just the kind of thing she ought to know. To accept that you're for real. Tell her about it. Tell her all your crazy dreams. Let her know you need her. Let her know how much she means. Listen, boy, it's not automatically a certain guarantee. Communication constantly. When you love someone, you're always insecure. And there's only one good way to reassure. Tell her about it. Let her know how much you care. When she can't be with you, tell her you wish you were there. Attention, give her something to believe. Cause now and then she'll get to worrying. Just because you have been spoken for so long. And though you may not have done anything, will that be a consolation when she's gone? Listen, boy, it's good information from a man who's made mistakes. Just a word or two that she gets from you could be the difference that it makes. She's a trusting soul, she's put her trust in you.
Yeah, she put her trust.
But a girl like that won't tell you what you should do. Tell her about it, tell her everything you feel. Give her every reason to accept that you're for real. Let her know how much she means. Tell her about it. Tell her how you feel right now. Just tell her about it.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:13 now on a Monday, 20th of November. You've heard three great songs. Bananarama, Shy Boy, Big Fun, Blame It on the Boogie. And that was Billy Joel, Tell Her About It. We've got Bros on the way next, Drop the Boy, and also Brother Beyond coming up. And we're going to be having a chat with John Pierce from EV Charging Systems in about 15 minutes. Stay with us.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Book now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter.
At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, Drive Live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Hello.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mackey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:23 then. Rather be on there. We've got Bruce Springsteen on the way next when we continue the 80s.
80s at 8.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Well, Wilson's Corner very slow. Ongar Road, as always, is. Ongar Road is slow from Larkins Playing Fields, just about Larkins Playing Fields, down to Wilson's Corner and back again to Doddinghurst Road roundabout. Shenfield Road is slow from Hutton Road down to Middleton Hall Lane. The other direction seems to be okay. Middleton Hall Lane is a little bit slower than it normally is. It's not as slow as it is normally, but if you know what I mean at this time. But it's a little bit slow in both directions between Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road. Ingrave Road starts to slow down just as you're coming up to Shenfield Common traffic lights. From there up to Wilson's Corner and back to the traffic lights again, very slow. Seven Arches Road, there's a little bit of a slowness from the train overpass area up to Shenfield Common traffic lights and back again, both sides of the road. Outside Brentwood Station, it's a little bit sticky on the B186 coming into Brentwood. Once you get past that, it's all okay. And the High Street seems to be slowing down from just before Crown Street. From there up to Wilson's Corner and back to Crown Street again, it's a little bit slow. Outside Shenfield Station on Hutton Road, that's a bit sticky as well. And Hanging Hill Lane is slow from Tennyson Road down to St Martin's School and from the Costcutter supermarket up to St Martin's School in the opposite direction. Now, the A128 is a little bit slow around St Nicholas Church in Ingrave. That's the crossover point, really. It's a little bit slow in both directions at that point for some reason. Not quite sure why. Over in Billericay, the A176 starts to slow down just as you're leaving the Langdon Road roundabout, and the slowness continues up to the Sun Street, Chapel Street roundabout, across at the bottom of the High Street, and back down into Langdon Road, level with the Billericay School. Also, the top of the High Street from Stock Road, St John's Road on Stock Road. From there, down to the Norsey Road Junction, that seems to be a tad slower than normal, if I'm being honest. On the motorways, the M11 London bound, it's slow between Junction 5 Loughton to Junction 4, the A406, and again it's slow between Junction 7 Harlow to Junction 6, the M25. Two problems on the M25 anti-clockwise. It's slow between Junction 30, the A13, and Junction 28, the A12, and again it's slow between Junction 28, the A12, to Junction 27, the M11. On the A127 London bound, it's slow between Kent Elms Corner and Progress Road. London bound again, A127, it's slow between Noak Bridge and the Halfway House. A12 northbound is slow between Junction 25 Marks Tay and Junction 26 Atash Green. London bound A12, it's slow between Junction 22 Whittam North and Junction 21 Whittam South. And again, London bound, it's slow between Junction 19 Boreham Interchange and Junction 17 Howell Green. Back to the A127 London bound. As always, it's slow between Rayleigh Weir and the Fair Glen Interchange. Over in the corner on Canvey Island, we've got slow traffic on Somms Avenue between Central Wall Road and Canvey Way. London bound A127, it's slow between the Halfway House A128 and the M25 Junction 29. And London bound A12 this time, it's slow between Junction 27 Spring Lane and Junction 26 Atash Green. And westbound on the A13, it's slow between the Stifford Interchange towards the M25 at Junction 30. And that's your lot. It's all I can see. As always, though, if you can see a problem and I'm not talking about it, call me and tell me. 01277 2030 32, the number is. And don't forget, if you're in your car, don't touch your phone while the engine's running. It is illegal. You will get caught. It's just a matter of time. We've got another traffic update for you in about 60 minutes.
Phoenix FM.
Feeling the same way, I ain't nothing but tired.
There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know you care. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark.
Love it and it.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, coming up this Saturday, the 25th of November, at St George's Church in Ongar Road. There's a Christmas bazaar taking place, and all the usual stuff is there. Stalls and refreshments, you've got cakes, chocolate and bottle tombola, toys, books, toiletries, raffle, meat Santa, bacon rolls and homemade soup being served as well. And loads more stuff on top of all that. It's from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Admission is only 50 pence, and the event is in aid of church funds. If you want some more details, just go to phoenixfm.com and look at the local events guide.
Break my heart if we were apart.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:39, then 21 to 9. And we've got Paul Owen on the way next, my favourite waste of time. In the studio with me now, we've actually got John Pierce from EV Charging Systems, who are one of the sponsors here at Phoenix FM. Morning, John.
Good morning, Mikey.
How are you? Can you move it a little bit closer?
Is that? Yeah, is that better?
That's fantastic. That is. Look at that. So, John, you own a company called EV Charging Systems, as I just said, and you're one of the sponsors here.
Yeah.
I won't ask you the obvious question, why did you get into EV charging? That's a pointless question to ask you.
Yeah, business decision.
It's the way it's going.
Exactly.
I want to ask you, this is why we got you in this morning, I want to ask you, are electric cars as good as petrol ones?
Right. I drive both.
Right, okay.
The vans for the business are electric.
Yep.
But I, like I said, at heart, I'm a petrol head.
Yeah, I know, I understand
but,
that. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I drive both. But the electric vehicle is slightly different in the way you drive it.
All right, yes.
In that it's got something called regenerative braking on it, and you can do something called one-pedal driving.
Oh, really?
So there are...
Is this all electric cars that do that?
All electric cars.
Okay,
and
right.
That. So you can actually drive the vehicle with just one pedal.
Really?
Because when you're in full regen mode,
yeah,
as they call it, an eco mode, you can just release off your foot off the accelerator,
yeah, yeah,
and the vehicle starts to brake on its own.
Oh, really?
And as it does that, because the motor slows it down, it then puts charge. The energy that it takes to do that, it regenerates that and puts that back into the battery itself.
Right.
Thereby helping to extend
range. Fantastic. Yeah.
So it's only when you perhaps come up to a junction or come up to a car in front of you and you're still just creeping forward a bit, that's when you hit the brake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But majority of the time, you can do it one-pedal driving.
Oh, wow.
You also find the response with electric car is a lot quicker than a
battery. Now, I've heard this before. They're like lightning to take off.
Oh, yes. And that. And, you know, as soon as you touch the accelerator, that's it. They're going. They're moving.
Wow. And no noise as well, which is terrifying, if you don't mind me saying so. Because I'm used to vroom, vroom, and you know what's going on then, but...
It is. It takes a bit of getting used to. But it's probably in some ways it's more terrifying for pedestrians, especially now. Sort of, they're, you know, everyone's down with their head on the phone and everything.
Oh, well, totally.
There's safety features now being put on them to avoid that.
I did read a while ago that they're thinking of putting a car noise into it because of the pedestrian problem.
Some vehicles have already got that.
Right. Okay.
But you can switch it off.
Oh, can you? Oh, can you?
At the moment.
Right.
But it is going to be a case that it's got to be there because it's a safety thing. And that you've got to, you know, they are quiet and you get road noise, yes, and that as they're coming along. But the actual, there's no engine, so there's no sound.
I'll never forget. I was on my bike because I bicycle in. I only live around the corner, and this was going back quite a few years now. And I heard an electric car. I didn't know what it was at the moment, at that particular time. It went as it went past. I went, what the hell? What's that? Nothing.
Yeah.
Apart from the tire, as you say, the tires on the road there. Yeah, it's just phenomenal. So where do you see this going? Is hybrid the answer, do you think? Or
for people who are still a little bit unsure,
mm,
then hybrid's a really good starting point.
Mm.
Electric vehicles, they're a lot cheaper to run.
Right.
The full electrics.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot less moving parts, so it's cheaper to service.
Mm.
Plus, electricity overall is cheaper.
Yeah.
Especially if you're able to charge at home and overnight.
Yeah.
You know, sort of with an overnight rate, 9p a kilowatt hour.
Yeah.
You're going to be getting 3p, 3 to, anywhere between 3 and 5p a mile.
Yeah.
As opposed to petrol and diesel, where you're talking 16, 17s,
yeah,
with diesel up to sort of 22, 23, yeah, yeah, per mile. So it's a lot cheaper. So it is the way to go. The cost of the vehicles themselves are coming down.
Fantastic.
As more models come online.
Yeah.
So Tesla have announced, because Tesla's the one everybody knows.
Yeah, yeah.
Tesla have announced they're about to start producing in Germany, their German factory, an EV for under £25,000.
Right.
When it actually comes, let's be,
yeah, up, that, you know, that would be a bit better.
Yeah. But saying that, you can still get a new electric car for under 30,000, which is, and it's equivalent to a petrol vehicle. The technology in an electric vehicle as well is slightly higher. It's basically a computer on wheels.
I've been in, years ago, we done this thing in a big open field where we supply music, and there was a Tesla there, and I sat in it, and I went, whoa, it's like a big iPad on wheels. I like this, because I'm a gadget person, so...
Yeah, and it's, for gadget people, we see an awful lot of gadget people.
Yeah, I can imagine, yeah.
You know, sort of the big ones sort of initially were all IT people, software people that were sort of buying them, and we were fitting charge points for them. So because that's just it, but it's becoming more mainstream now.
So that's where you concentrate, is it fitting the charge points?
That's right, yeah. We fit them both at home and in the workplace.
Right.
And sort of we've literally just finished installing a lot up in our apartment block.
Right.
Up in London.
Okay.
In their car park. But yeah, majority of the work is residential in people's homes. And you know, it's the best place for them to charge if they've got the ability of off-road parking. You know.
Oh, totally. Now, this is what I wanted to ask you. You said you fit them in an apartment block.
Yeah.
Do you fit them to the parking space that goes to that flat, or do you fit them in the street somehow so they've got some sort of way to plug in?
Yeah, it's in the car parks.
Right,
So, you know, if it's an apartment block that's got individual flats, have got individual car parking spaces, then they'll have an individual charge point.
And gotcha,
We'll actually design a system that works for all. And because at the end of the day, there's only a finite amount of power coming into that building.
Right.
And you know... To increase it costs an awful lot of money.
Yeah,
so the systems we design are able that it load balances and will balance and spread the power between the charge points. And then as one finishes or starts to ramp down its charge, the others will get the additional available charge.
Right, gotcha. So, now, are we still, with the cars, are we still in this position where... Because I saw once one particular car that was advertised on the web that you can plug this into a 13-amp power socket. And I went, yeah, but it'll probably take 4 weeks to recharge it. Are we still in that position?
Right. You can still get those,
right,
those sort of chargers, the 3-pin plug charger.
Mm-hmm.
Out there, we call them the granny charger.
Yeah, I can imagine. Very slow,
they must be.
Very
slow, but they'll get you out of trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you shouldn't use them all the time, because although that charger is designed to cope with charging for 12, 13, 14 hours, the actual plug socket you plug it into isn't.
Right, gotcha. It gets hot, I suppose.
It gets very hot.
Yeah.
And it will burn out. It's to get you out of trouble, just to get you enough charge to get you to the next charging point.
Yeah.
But most home chargers, 7 kilowatts.
Yeah.
So they will charge your car overnight from zero to full, majority of cars, in about 8 to 9 hours.
Oh, that's not too bad, I suppose, is it?
You're in bed asleep. So, you won't notice it.
Now, if anybody's listening to this and they fancy getting themselves either a hybrid or an electric car, and they want to know more about the charging, because that's the big thing that's holding it back at the moment, I think.
Yeah.
Have you got a website that people can look at to get some more information?
Yes, we have. www.evchargingsystems.co.uk.
Yeah.
That will give you a bit more information. All our contact details are on there as well, so you can actually pick up the phone to us. Unlike some companies, you can speak to us. And me.
Oh, a person. Thank heavens.
We don't sort of put you through, press this for that. We pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Good morning. And we'll chat to you and we'll talk you over with you and point you in the right direction and the best suitable charge point for you. And we've also got, obviously, you can find us on Facebook as well, at EV Charging Systems. Lots of posts on there with pictures of charge points that we install. We're more than happy to spend the time talking to you and advising you.
Fantastic. John, thank you so much for coming in to us today. And we'll speak again soon.
Thank you, Mikey.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:49, 11 minutes to 9. You've just heard Crown Heights Affair, You Gave Me Love. On the way next, we've got Owen Paul, My Favourite Waste of Time, all 80s up until 9 o'clock, and then we go into 90s at 9, just after 9.
Little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
on the eighth day machine just got upset. A problem man had not foreseen as yet. Time for flight, blind and white, and nothing but a void forever night.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So after 10 o'clock this morning, we're having a nice little chat with Jacob Deist, and he's going to be playing live in the studio. And that's the only interview today on Phoenix FM.
80s at 8.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.